What is up, my love? Welcome to the Love Stands Here podcast. I'm your host, Megan Brianna from lovestandshere.com, and I'm a life coach, a certified eating psychology coach, but most of all, I'm just a girl who really loves Jesus and has spent a lot of time learning how to not only discover my worth through him, but also how to cultivate the characteristics that we're called into in order to live a healthy and purposeful life of love and service. My friend, living in the world can be really tough, and all too often we're taught beliefs and given messages by a broken society that make us feel like we're never enough and our worth is only skin deep. But I'm here to share some good news. Your worth is not in the world, but in God's beautiful word. So if you're looking for encouragement to live and love better, you're in the right place. Make sure to rate, subscribe, and share with your friends if you feel called, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Love ya. So we are on episode 37, and I believe it was episode 27 that was the last time I gave you an update on my season of singleness. We're in the ninth month. And if you're new here, welcome. I'm so happy to have you. And just kind of a little summary. I didn't know Jesus until the end of 2018. I grew up in the church with my grandmother, but I got away from all of that pretty early. I think I was 12 when my grandmother passed away. And so most of my adult life, I grew up without God. My best friend also passed away in my early 20s, and that was really hard. And so I ended up spending a lot of time doing things the way the world teaches us to do them. And I struggled with codependency. I struggled a lot with unhealthy, toxic relationships. And the end of 2018 was basically the straw that broke the camel's back for me. I was in a very, very narcissistic, abusive relationship. And I got kicked out and I lost everything. And I had a full-blown identity crisis, and that is where Jesus found me and where I was redeemed. So the past 4 years, I have been walking in relationship with Jesus and healing, and I've been single. I've dated, but technically I've been single for almost 4 years now, but I was dating a little more than usual last year, and at the end of the year, I just realized how much I was still putting men on a pedestal above the Lord. So I had a pretty direct revelation at the beginning of the year that I needed to take this year off completely and just focus on the Lord and not entertain dating whatsoever. So closed season of singleness, and it's been really tough. It's been a lot harder than I actually thought it would be, because I had assumed that I had just already healed so much, and I did. I had already healed a lot, but there was a reason. I had a revelation that I needed to take this year off. So today I want to talk about a few things that I have learned in this season, this year, that have been really, really powerful, and I know will be incredibly helpful if you are somebody that has experienced unhealthy relationships with others or with yourself, and you're not quite sure how to get out of it. You're not quite sure like what your compass is supposed to be, what direction you're supposed to walk in, and really how to get out of all of that so you can have healthy relationships and you can learn to value yourself more as a person. But before I go into that, first let me just say, I want you to know that if you are struggling with your heart, if you're struggling with your mental health, you're struggling with depression, anxiety, just any kind of sadness or really, really tough emotions, please know that you're not alone. If you feel like you're in a waiting room right now and you know God has put this promise on your heart for something really, really big, and you've been waiting for a while, or the waiting is just really, really painful, please know that you're not alone. I've been there too. I am there right now. I have been the last 2 months, 2.5 months, really, it's gotten to the point where I'm not sure when I wake up if I'm going to have to battle through the day. I just posted a reel on my Instagram the other day because it's been so frustrating. Some days will be really good, and then other days I'll wake up and I just have this overwhelming sadness that I can't pull myself out of. And, you know, again, I want to make it very clear that there are going to be a lot of people out there in the Christian community that tell you to just pray it away, or you need to open your Bible. And while prayer and reading the word are so important, and they are fantastic methods of fighting the enemy, of course, it doesn't mean that God is automatically going to zap healing into your life when you open the Bible. Sometimes you can open the Bible and read and feel a revelation from the Holy Spirit and just feel all kinds of love and comfort, but it doesn't always happen. God takes his time. And something that came to me the other day, because again, I post videos all the time and I'm talking all the time about things that are vulnerable and days when I really struggle. And especially when I post videos, there's a lot of open your Bible, it's supernatural, and you know, make sure you're reading the word. And it's just very dismissive of people's feelings. And I have no doubt that these people are saying it out of love and encouragement. So God bless them. And I'm not trying to pick on them at all. You know, there are some people that are just, they want to say that because they don't want to deal with the deep stuff. But most people, I know it's about love and it's about encouragement. But something that came to me the other day is that whether you like it or not, we all have wounding. All of us have some kind of trauma. And I know people think that that word is thrown around a lot, but it's really not. Trauma can be the smallest thing. One of the things that was a core memory for me was when I was little, when I was like 12, and I was at a birthday party, and I had a crush on my friend's cousin, and he came over. Yes, you can laugh. It's fine. He came over and he poked me in the belly and called me the Pillsbury Doughgirl. That was devastating to me. That was one of the very first moments that I became very aware of my body, and I started to see it as a problem. And I took that with me into my entire life up until I knew Jesus. That, you know, combined with some other experiences I had where I was picked on about my weight and my appearance. But that is considered a trauma. It doesn't have to be something incredibly huge. And we also have to understand that we have trauma from generations before us that gets passed down. But anyway, when we decide to step into healing and we allow God to come into that, it's going to take time, because you have to understand. I mean, I was 32. I had 32 years of a certain belief system, a certain behavior pattern, you know, all of this stuff that I hadn't dealt with that was buried deep down that I was asking God to heal me from. And that is going to take time. I believe that people can be healed miraculously from something right away. But I also believe that when that is the case, it's because God has given that person the grace to handle the healing right away. But I can't imagine if I had asked God to heal me, if I had opened my Bible and read something, and then all of a sudden I was healed. I would not have been able to handle that. And that is the case for most of us. For example, I don't know if this is something you can relate to, but even up until now, it's been 4 years since I've been out of toxic relationships. And just this year, I have discovered that I still am uncomfortable if I'm not in a toxic situation. It's still very, very hard. So if you grew up in a space that was very, very toxic and you had a lot of toxicity around you, you had a lot of unhealthy people around you, and all of a sudden you don't have that anymore, most of us wouldn't know what to do with that, because while it's unhealthy, it's also comfortable to us. When I left Arizona, when I left that relationship, I wanted to go back to it, even though I was so sick, like physically, mentally, emotionally ill from that relationship and just from the 9 years of unhealthy behaviors and unhealthy people that I had around me. I was physically ill. It was manifesting physically. I was so mentally and emotionally just, it was awful. But I still wanted to go back to it because I didn't know what to do with the stillness. I didn't know what to do in this house where I had a mother who was incredibly healthy for me. While it was a blessing and it was beautiful and I was so grateful, it was hard for me to step into healthy relationships. And truly, even after I was saved, the first 2 years, I was trying to get healthier and I was trying to let God bring the right people and the right situations into my life and give me safe spaces. But I was really trying to find toxicity and turmoil. It was very hard for me not to have that. And again, I've even realized that some of that is still in me this year, because it truly is the first year that I've taken mindfully away from dating and trying to keep myself from needing a man and needing a man's validation. Even 9 months of that, it's been hard. So all of that to say, again, reading our Bible and praying, so important and such great tools. But when somebody is struggling, we just really need to be mindful about what we're saying to them. And I'm not saying don't say those things. You know what I mean? It's just on social media, it's so hard. And this is what Erica and I were talking about in the last episode. When you kind of spill your guts on social media and you're sharing everything with everybody, it's easy for them to feel like they know you, but you don't know them. So while they might trust you, if you don't know them, if you don't have that trust with them, it's very hard for you to trust that what they're saying is coming from a good place. And, you know, as you heal with Jesus and stuff, you get to a point, I believe, I don't know, I'm getting to a point where I just try to see that everybody is trying to be encouraging and I try not to take things personally. But anyway, we just have to be mindful. Anytime I talk about this stuff, it's not to say, oh, you can't do this or you can't do that. It's just be mindful, feel out the situation, try to understand the context. Try not to push an agenda onto people. Try not to expect people to heal in the way that you want them to heal, or to think that just because it works for you, it's automatically going to work for somebody else. And most of all, understand that healing takes time. God takes time to heal us for a reason. And sometimes that means just being sad. Even if it hurts like hell, we have to sit in that. And it doesn't mean that God is punishing us. We just have to have an understanding that when we are working through years and years and years of trauma and unhealthy behaviors and an unhealthy mindset, of course it's going to be painful. And sometimes in those moments, we just need people that will be willing to sit next to us, hold our hand, just let us talk, just let us be sad, and maybe give some encouragement. Not necessarily, oh, do this and you'll be better, but you will get through this. God will bring you through this. You'll get to the other side. It's okay that you're sad. It's okay that you're feeling this way. And I know that it hurts and I know that it is so painful, but please know that it is only temporary. And unfortunately, it's something that's necessary for us to get to the other side. And I know that pain so well. I truly know that pain. It is a pain that you can't even describe it, but it is worth it. And even when it feels like you're taking a million steps backwards, because I know it feels that way a lot, you are moving forwards and you are getting stronger. So I don't know what this season of my life is going to bring. According to the Bible, the fact that everything feels like it's about to fall apart and I'm about to lose everything is a pretty good indication that something good is going to come on the other side of this. And I just totally have faith that that's true, because I've experienced it time and time again with the Lord. He likes to be very last minute with me, which is fine. It just makes it more of a testimony. But yeah, I'm just, like I've mentioned before, I'm in a season where a lot of things are coming to an end. And for the first time in a while, I have no idea, no clue what's coming next. Like financially, just as far as relationships go, I still have the rest of the year because I did dedicate this year with the Lord. That's been hard. So we're getting into cuffing season. Let's just start there. And if you don't know what cuffing season is, it's basically, it's also known as boot up season, where it's just that time of year that's like really cozy and it starts to get cold and there's a lot of fun things to do and there's holidays and you want love in your life and you want that coziness and you want somebody to do all the fun things with. So that is the last 3 months of my year with God, and I'm going to have to power through it. It's going to be tough. Especially because I am in a place where everything else in my life is also incredibly uncomfortable. And historically for me, whenever something in my life was uncomfortable, I would jump to, well, I can just, you know, focus on dating or whatever. And I didn't know then, but I understand now, it was just a distraction from my journey and now my journey with the Lord. And so there's been a few times where I've been like, well, you know, 9 months is enough. Maybe I should just put myself out there again. But it just doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense at this time in my life. And I am just so aware now that it would just be a distraction. I can't. As much as I want to, as much as my natural self, my flesh wants to, I have to continue to stay committed to this journey with God, because I do feel like something, I'm about to have some kind of breakthrough. I don't know. But man, it seems like it would be so much easier to just start walking in the other direction again. A few weeks ago, I had another direct revelation. And for me, that's just usually it's a very deep feeling accompanied with a thought that I know I would never think on my own, like a very strong thought. And I was thinking about this and I was like, man, it's so hard and I'm really nervous. I'm really uncomfortable. This season is really difficult. And maybe, you know, 9 and a half or 9 months or whatever is good enough. And maybe it wasn't a whole year I was supposed to take. And then I had this insane thought pop into my head. If you can't spend 1 year with me, the being who you are supposed to love most above anybody, who loves you the most above anybody, how do you expect to be able to have a healthy relationship with another human for a lifetime? Something to that effect. And that really hit me so hard. And I was like, man, a year feels so long in a season of healing, in a season of waiting, when you're really focused on trying to stay away from coping mechanisms, trying to stay away from distractions. It feels like a really, really long time. So 9 months to me has felt like probably 5 years. And so this is what I want to say today. Our relationship with the Lord directly reflects our relationship with other people. And I had a dear friend bring this up this past summer. We are supposed to be the bride of Christ. And so our walk like that, our journey with Christ looks a lot like it does with people. For example, at the beginning of our journey with Christ, when we're saved or whatever, it's often really, really exciting, like the honeymoon phase. And all of a sudden you're in this brand new world and you're experiencing all of these things, like these little miracles that you've never experienced before. And it just feels so great. And then as you continue on that journey, you start to hit the valleys and things don't feel so great anymore. And they start to get a little bit harder and you start to dive more into the deeper stuff and into deeper healing and things really start to suck. And you have to continue to keep your eyes on Jesus. And it's really, really hard sometimes. And is that not a reflection of what a human marriage looks like? At the beginning of any relationship, there's a honeymoon phase and you're really, really excited. And then those feelings start to wear off and you start to realize that, oh, this is actually work and this is actually a commitment. And you realize that your commitment to that person, just like your commitment to God, can't be driven by your emotions. Because if that is the case, then you end up looking for those feelings in other places and in other people. And that is a huge part of the problem in our world today and why the divorce rate is so high. is because we are driven by our emotions. We're driven by our flesh. And we don't realize that our emotions and our commitments have really nothing to do with each other. In a lifelong marriage, you're going to have days that you don't like the other person. You're going to have days, you're going to have months where you don't like the other person. That doesn't mean you give up. It's part of life. You go through that in your singleness too, where you have days or months where you're just incredibly sad, because that's what the human condition is. And we have to know that getting into a relationship with another person doesn't fix that. It just adds two people into the equation who both go through similar emotional ups and downs. So it actually makes it even harder. The last couple of weeks, reflecting on this season of my life and how it has very much been frustrating, where I wake up and I'm not sure if I'm going to be sad that day, and doing everything I know to do to keep myself healthy, as far as eating and exercising and taking supplements, and yes, prayer and reading my Bible and being in fellowship with other believers and staying in safe spaces and being around really healthy people. In spite of all that, you know, I've still been struggling. And it came to me actually just a couple of days ago where it sucks, but also every day I wake up and I'm sad and I'm really, really struggling and I have these really deep emotions that are incredibly painful. I practice every time that happens, turning to the Lord and turning to people that I trust and making hard decisions, like not turning to going to a bar and getting drunk, or not turning to reaching out to some guy to make me feel better. Even harder than that for me is not turning to sugar. Sugar has been my last resort. Like it's the one thing that I'm still really trying to let go of as a coping mechanism. But I practice each time. And that made me think the other day that if I can do this on my own as a single person, the more and more I practice not turning to coping mechanisms when I'm feeling really, really, really deep, hard emotions, the stronger I will be in a relationship. Each time I practice turning to the Lord when I'm struggling, it's making me stronger. So when I'm in a relationship, when I'm struggling with hard emotions, when I'm struggling with my partner, I have that practice of turning to the Lord and turning to people that I trust instead of turning to other people that I shouldn't be turning to or coping mechanisms that I shouldn't be turning to. So that's one of the biggest things that has been so powerful for me in this season. And the second one is, and this is kind of going in a weird direction, but I was following somebody on TikTok, or I saw somebody's video on TikTok, and he was responding to a comment. God bless TikTok for giving me so much content. Seriously. He was responding to a comment where somebody said, because he's a single guy and he coaches on relationships, and somebody was like, dude, you're single. What makes you believe that you're qualified to give advice on relationships? And he was a Christian, and honestly, I can't remember what his answer was, but I have my own answer for it, which I'm sure is very similar to his. But just from my experience and what I've learned, our number one relationship is supposed to be with the Lord. So if we're not at some point walking just in relationship with the Lord, how in the world do we expect to know how to be in relationship with other people? When we are walking with Jesus, we learn about the characteristics of Jesus, and we start to understand that is what we need to make a priority when we're seeking out relationships with other people. And the fruit of the Spirit, which is the character of Jesus, is how we're supposed to be with other people. And if we don't take time to let God change us into those people, and if we don't take time to let God help us understand that those things are important, it's going to be very, very hard to have a healthy relationship with another person. For a while, I was scared to be single because I thought, well, how am I going to learn to be in a healthy relationship if I don't practice I thought being single, like the longer I was single, the less I would know how to be in a relationship. And now I'm learning the longer I'm single and the more time I spend with Jesus, the healthier my idea about relationships gets. That's what is a huge struggle, especially when you're somebody that's codependent and you struggle with toxic relationships. It's very easy to just jump from one into another. And each time, I don't know about you, but this was my thought process. Each time it was just like, I'm going to do it differently this time. I'm going to do it differently this time. But it was always, there was always red flags. It was always about codependency, you know, needing to be needed and feeling the need to fix other people. And I never gave myself the chance to work through that on my own, which is what I really needed to do until now. But when you're constantly jumping from one relationship to another, you're not giving yourself that time to let God change you and to learn what you're really supposed to be looking for. So that's why it makes sense to talk about relationships when you're a single person pursuing the Lord, because you're learning what is actually true about how we're supposed to be in relationships. And you don't need to be in a relationship with another person to learn that. You just need to have a relationship with Jesus. And I mentioned this in my interview with Michaela on the Raised and Redeemed podcast this week, that this is how I know I will never be in a narcissistic relationship ever again. And it's how I know I'm no longer codependent. And my number one is the Lord. It's because I've spent time. I've taken this year and spent it with the Lord and cultivated my relationship with Jesus. And I've gotten to know who He is. And I've gotten to a point where that is what I am making a priority. That is what I'm looking for in a man. Not perfection, but the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are all things we should be looking for in a partner. And again, not necessarily in perfect harmony, but definitely, they're definitely things that we have to keep in mind. And there are also things that we need to be working on ourselves, making sure that we're partnering with the Holy Spirit so we can love each other better. If you're making God a priority, then you're making respect a priority. You're making compassion a priority in all of the things that I mentioned before. And you're also learning that suffering and burden is just a part of life in a broken and fallen world. And you can't escape it no matter how hard you try. You're learning to just embrace it. So you're that much stronger in a relationship with somebody else. And put two people together like that, that is what I believe God wants for us. He wants us to learn what His love looks like. And He wants us to learn how to accept His love first and foremost above anybody else's. And He wants us to learn His character so that we know what to look for in a relationship. And we also know that when we get into a relationship, no matter what, no matter how hard it gets, God's love is always there for us individually. So I hope this encourages you. If you are in a season of singleness, and you're waiting just like I am, I have so much faith that if you continue to walk in a relationship with the Lord and you continue to partner with the Holy Spirit and let God change you, your promise will come. And if you struggle with unhealthy relationships, as I did, I know it's really, really hard to break that cycle. And it feels like it's just so much easier to try and jump into another relationship because it helps you get over the other one. But you know, you don't feel good. None of it feels good. It's turmoil and it's chaos. And it might be what you're comfortable with right now. And one part of you wants to stay in that, whether you believe it or not, or whether you want to admit it or not, because I know I certainly did. But there's a bigger part of you that wants to be healthy, that wants to be in a healthy, happy relationship. And it's that part of you that you need to let drive you forward. And so I really want to encourage you to do the hard thing and take some time off and spend it with the Lord, because with the Lord, you will heal. Your journey will look different than anybody else's, but in that journey, God will bring you into the right situations, and he will bring you the right people to help you move forward. And he's so merciful, and he will give you these moments and these experiences along the way that will keep you moving forward and will remind you of his goodness and his love, even though it might be the hardest thing you've ever done. And on the other side of that will be freedom and God's promise of a healthy relationship, if that is what he wants for you. But that is something that you will also work out with the Lord on your journey. You will learn to talk to God and ask him what he wants for you, and he will give you the grace for that, and he will make it so that is what you desire over your own fleshly desires, if that makes sense. So I love you, and I know that you can do this, whether you're in a season of singleness or you're in a place where you're just really stuck in a toxic cycle of unhealthy relationships. Just turn your face to the Lord. Ask him to come into your life and to change you, and he will do it. You just have to be receptive. You have to be willing to accept his love. It's a love like no other, so it's hard when you haven't experienced love like that before. But if you can do it, he will change your life. That's all for today. Thank you, as always, for listening. And hey, if you don't mind, would you do me a favor and rate, review, and share this message with somebody if you feel like it hit home, so we can get these messages out to more people? And also, you can go over to lovestandshere.com if you want to check out my blog posts. And also, if you would like to contact me, if you have any questions or comments, or you would like to be a guest on the podcast, you can head on over there. You can also follow me at love_stands_here. On Instagram. I hope you have a great week. I love you, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.